Saturday morning huddle, Mix 101.7, OABCIG, and Coach Larry Allen victorious at home against Tri-Center last night, 39-14. Larry moving the ball the previous week, proved to be a challenge for you most of the night at Manning, but not the case against Tri-Center last night, as it didn't take you long to get started, I understand, 20-0 at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah, we ended up with 359 yards of offense last night, just short of 300 on the ground. So, you know, as a group here, we ran it pretty well last night. And from the get-go, you know, we were into the wind last night, so we concentrated on running the ball. And the kids just did a super job up front, gave Chase a lot of holes, and that got us off to a great start.
How did those first three scores come about in the first 12 minutes?
5:39 left in the first. Chase went up the middle on a 13-yard run. PAT was no good. 3:09 of the first, he also ran from a 19-yard, for a 19-yard run, a nice little spin move. Two-point failed, so it's 12-0. And then on the last play of an untimed down in the end of the first quarter due to a penalty, Caden hit Isaac Enderlot on a 20-yard pass. Two-point conversion from Caden to Ryan Booman. So at the end of the first quarter, it was 20-0. Just really had dominated to that point, I think, you know, where they just didn't have an answer for us. And Chase was breaking off runs of, you know, 3, 4, 5 yards, and that makes it nice for second down when you don't have nearly as far to go.
Were you able to pile on a little more by halftime?
We sure were. We turned around in the second quarter then, and 9:01, Carson Goberson went around left end for a 50-yard run. Will Grody kicked the PAT 27-0. We forced them into a 3-and-out. And on the first play of that drive, Chase Devitt went 63 yards right up the middle for a touchdown. PAT failed. It was 33-0. And we finished up scoring in the first half 3:30 with Caden Ladwig to Isaac Enderlot on a 41-yard touchdown pass with a kick fail. So it's 39-0 at half, you know, and it's always nice to go into the locker room with that big lead like that, and then you got to figure out what you're trying to do in the second half, you know, what things you want to work on there.
Yeah, a lot of the second stringers played for a bulk of the time in the third and fourth quarters, I would imagine.
We sure tried to get them in there. With that continuous clock, it goes pretty quick. The starters played in there for that first drive of the second half, and then we got to get some of our reserves in. You know, the younger kids, they've already played two games this week, so we don't have a lot of time available for them, you know, with their quarter limitations. But a lot of the kids who, didn't play in the freshman game, they got an opportunity, and they are actually the backups, you know, so we need to get them some quality playing time in the event that we would need to put them in, whether short-term or long-term, on another Friday night.
Any takeaways for the defense, and how many yards did you give up?
We gave up 159 yards, just 86 on the ground, and that's that was their strong suit. They needed to run the ball, and we didn't allow that. Gave up, as I said, 159 total. They did hit us on a 44-yard touchdown pass late in the game there to add to that total for them. We did have three fumble recoveries last night. One was on a onside kick. Cooper DeGene got that one. Isaac Enderlot and Ryan Hill both got them. Recovery during plays from scrimmage. Defensively last night, Tyler Anderson had 4 solos and 2 assists. Austin Linder played a lot of linebacker for us last night to get an opportunity to get some experience in there. He had 4-1. Will Grody was 4-0. And then Nick Schulte got in that second half and had 4-2 as well. So some younger kids got an opportunity to get on the field. And that's really nice. You know, it gives the young guys just a break. You know, in the NFL, they have a bye week, and it was kind of nice last night to give our kids a little bit of a break. Mm-hmm. Big games coming up in the next 3 weeks.
You told us about your touchdowns. How about the individual offensive numbers? And who had all the yards?
Chase Devitt led us on the ground last night, 21 carries for 176 yards and 3 touchdowns. Carson Goberson had 7 carries for 60 yards. We were able to spread the ball. We had 7 guys carry the ball last night, which is nice. Isaac Enderlot had 2 catches for 61 yards and 2 touchdowns, and Ryan Booman had 1 for 18. As I said, we just didn't have to throw the ball much. With the strong wind in that first quarter, It was really big for us to be able to dominate the time of possession going into that wind, and we were able to do that. You know, that's key when you don't have to throw it into that wind. And it hasn't blown a lot up on the hill this year, but last night it sure did.
OABCIG wins 39-14 over at Tri-Center, and you'll get a test next week going to Logan Magnolia. Falcons now sit at 3-1. Coach Larry Allen, thanks for the time. Enjoy the weekend. Congratulations.
All right, thanks a lot, Ryan.